First night Yom Tov, as we all know, is going to be on Wednesday evening, which means for those of us who live in Chutz La'aretz, we have a three-day Yom Tov, three continuous days of Kedusha, which is, of course, a wonderful opportunity for us to grow close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One of the particular dinim which applies when we have a three-day Yom Tov of this nature is the din of Eruv Tavshilin, a mechanism which will allow us to prepare for Shabbat on Yom Tov. Generally speaking, on Yom Tov, one can't prepare and do Malacha on Yom Tov for a subsequent day. Nevertheless, it's obviously going to be necessary to do certain things on Friday, Letzorech Shabbat, and Chazal instituted a mechanism known as Erev Tavshilin, by which we start doing some of the preparations before Yom Tov, and then we can continue doing them on Yom Tov itself to get ready for Shabbat. So this is Sugya, the first part of the second parak of Masechet Beitza, and could be a number of Iyun Shiurim in its own right, but just want to flag up a number of the important details. So what does the Erev consist of? It consists of taking on Erev Yom Tov, a cooked food, a tavshil, and also some pat, a loaf, which on Pesach, of course, is going to be a matzah, and setting it aside and designating it for the Shabbat meals that are going to come, and saying a bracha over it, and making a declaration that with this Eruv, so we've started preparing for Shabbat before Yom Tov, we can continue preparing on Yom Tov for Shabbat. It's important to note that this will only allow us to do preparations on Friday for Shabbat. It doesn't allow us to do any preparations on Thursday for Shabbat. What happens if you lose your Eruv? It was, let's say it was Kneidlach. You used Kneidlach for your Eruv and you put them in the fridge in a bowl and you were going to serve them in your chicken soup on Friday night. For those of us who still have room for a chicken soup on Friday night. And comes Friday afternoon and you're getting ready for Shabbat and you look in the fridge and Kneidlach have gone. Somebody ate them on second night Seder. What can you do about it? So then you've got a problem because you've lost the Eruv. What if a person made the Eruv, but they didn't make the declaration? They just said the bracha. They knew they have to say the bracha, and they didn't know that a declaration needs to be made together with it. So the Chaya Adam in Simon Klal Kuf Bet, Sif Tet Vav, and she says that without the declaration, it's not a valid Eruv. The whole nature of the Eruv, the effectiveness of it, is dependent on the declaration. An interesting question that comes up is somebody might not have anything they need to cook or prepare for Shabbat. You might have a person who they're making the first 2 days Yom Tov, and Shabbat they're invited out for all the meals, and therefore they won't have to do any cooking or preparations on Friday for Shabbat. Do they still have to make an Eruv Tavshilin? So this is a point of discussion amongst the poskim. So if we're looking just at the cooking aspect of things, so many poskim say that in actual fact, in this case, you've got nothing you'll need to cook. You don't need to make an Eruv Tavshilin, except maybe you should, just in case something will come up that it turns out that you do need to cook. So you should make the Eruv Tavshilin, but don't make a bracha on it. Others actually say there's a takana that everybody should make an Eruv Tavshilin and say a bracha over it. But we could also say in any event, they're going to have to light Shabbat candles, and don't they need an Eruv Tavshilin for that? So the Shulchan Aruch is in Taf Kuf Kaf Zayin. So if you Tet brings 2 dayot, and in practice we say that one should make an Eruv Tavshilin so that you can light the candles, but without making a bracha. However, in the Sefer Nite Gavriel, Chelek Bet of Hilchot Yom Tov, he makes the recommendation that even if you're in that case situation, you should actually set aside something that you're going to do and prepare some cooking that you'll do on Friday for Shabbat, whether it's put up a kettle on the stove or hard boil some eggs so that you can eat them at Sudash Shishit, whatever it is, so that you'll be able to make an Eruv with a bracha in the way that Chazal and Matakein. Of course, that will only work if you're in your own home, and you're going to be eating at home. But what, you know, you'll have the opportunity to eat at home. But what if, say, you're staying in a hotel or something like that, not a Jewish hotel, non-Jewish hotel, or you're staying in somebody's home, you're just using it to sleep there, you're not eating any meals, they haven't given you access to the kitchen or anything like that, and you're going to be eating somewhere else, but you'll need to light your Shabbat candles. So then it would seem best to make an Erev Tavshilin without saying a bracha on it. There are lots of other issues to discuss and flag up. Just one more thing, though, for now, is that the Mishnah Brura at the beginning of Siman Tav Kuf Kaf Zayin, and the Aruch HaShulchan and other Achronim as well, all point out that really on Friday one shouldn't leave the cooking for Shabbat till the last minute, because the whole rationale or mechanics of Erev Tavshilin is predicated to some degree on the notion of hoel, meaning that you can cook on Yom Tov for the next day because guests might show up, and therefore in actual fact your cooking would have been for today. You're cooking Friday afternoon, and if guests show up, they happen to be in the area, they knock on your door, oh, you can give them some food to eat now, so you haven't actually cooked for the next day. If you're doing this 5 minutes before Shabbat comes in, then it doesn't address any, that aspect of the problems. Therefore, one should be careful to cook earlier on. The Mishnah Berurah says that Shat HaDachak, if you know, for whatever, you slept and you just woke up half an hour before Shabbat comes in, you've got to do everything in a rush. So certainly on Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galuyot, which it is this year in London and Chutz La'aretz, you can be makel, even if absolutely necessary on the first day. And the poskim bring down that in actual fact the minhag is to try and bring in Shabbat a little bit early on this Friday night, so that people won't be leaving their preparations till the very last minute. As I say, other themes that could be discussed with regards to Erev Tavshilin, and perhaps Be'ezrat Hashem will have the opportunity to do that on a future date. Ad Kan.